Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good afternoon. It's Friday. Yes, indeed. We made it through another week. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Okay, Heavenly Father, before I get into this word, I just want to say, for those that made it through the week, I know it was rough. You might have went through changes, personality changes, conflicts, etc., etc., but God knows that He will put you right back on the path and get you right back where you need to be. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, I pray for the world. I pray for those that have lost members, family members to the coronavirus. I pray for your health. I pray that you stay safe. You keep distancing yourself. Keep sanitizing, washing your hands, washing your surfaces, staying away from crowds. We pray and we hope that you follow God's direction. Unlike the time, biblical times, when Moses and his people spread blood across their doorshed, and the death mist bypassed many of those that listened to God. Amen. So we're looking at this COVID virus as that death wish or death mist, pardon me, mist as Moses and his people had seen back in the biblical time. I also pray that you keep prayed up and don't let anyone take you off your walk or bring you to another attitude. Stay within the confines of what you know and what you know to be safe within God's words. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name and matchless name. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. Amen. Walking around in someone else's armor. And you can look in 1 Samuel 17:39. Whoa, hallelujah. I'm going to try to be brief. You know, as a kid or a little girl, we were walking around in high heels. Usually, you know, they were our moms or our sisters or something. And they were always, you know, several sizes bigger than what you got. Then you felt, you know, felt good. You felt pretty. But when it was time to go out the house, my mom always made me put on my own shoes. Why? Because my own shoes, they felt and they fitted better. Amen. Amen. Right before David stepped out to fight Goliath, King Saul offered him his own suit of armor. The king's armor was likely one of the only sets of armor in Israel at that time. His sword, one of the only swords. By offering David his armor, he did David a great honor and a great favor and a tiny fighting chance. Mm-hmm. The Bible tells us that David put on the coat of mail, the bronze helmet, and the sword. He tried to take a few steps to test it out, this new equipment, and he could barely move in it. David says, I can't go in these. I'm not used to them. He took everything off and went out to face Goliath with only his own slingshot and five stones. Amen. This is what I'm talking about. Often we find ourselves trying to fill someone else's shoes in life and in ministry, sometimes we volunteer to take on new roles. Oftentimes, tasks, responsibility are placed or dropped in our laps. We find ourselves out of league and over our heads. Amen, amen. The temptation to wear another person's armor into battle. This one sounds like I don't have the skills to do this. This is my gifting. I'll let everyone down. I'll rock the boat. I don't know if people would like my ideas. I wish I could be more like Juanita Byron, you know, but I'm not her. I had to find my own way. Saul's armor was designed for Saul, not for David. It was too heavy, and it limited David's ability to move freely. In 1 Samuel 9:2, we learned that Saul was head and shoulders taller than any other man in Israel. He was a huge man. Saul's armor was too heavy and awkward for David, and it didn't fit. David didn't need Saul's armor. It will only have slowed him down. Amen. Amen. Another person's armor or skill set never feels quite right. It's awkward and fatiguing. Wearing my mom's high heel as a little girl was fun, but it was also uncomfortable. I would trip a lot of times. My ankle rolled, couldn't move around easily. I had to walk slowly. My range of motion was cut short, and the shoes just didn't fit. So unlike, you know, David with King Saul, David was uncomfortable in King Saul's armor, but he felt right at home slinging stones. David did what he knew best and what he had been trained to do, what he was made to do. He ran toward Goliath with his sling and stone and defeated the giant. Amen. The temptation to believe the battle is ours to fight. Well, hey, this one sounds like I can do this. I just need to work hard, try harder to be more efficient. I can't afford to take a break. I get up earlier, stay up later, get more organized, and spend more time on this. David, on the other hand, he was victorious that day because he knew that the battle belonged to the Lord. He shouts God's truth and promises right before stepping out to fight. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us. David, he had big faith and God's power to defeat Israel's enemies. David knew God could use someone like him, a simple sheep herder, to take down a giant. He stepped out in faith because he believed in God for the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. David's wilderness was more important than his equipment. And this is what we should follow suit and look at this story about Goliath. Are you using the skills and talents God has given to you? Those things that come naturally? if you find yourself walking around someone else's armor or another woman's heels, ask God to show you what sling and stone he's giving you to use in life, in ministry, and in battle. Do you believe that the battle belongs to the Lord? Then it's time to pray. Stop everything else and pray. Pray until you know you heard from God for your next step. Pray on your knees, out loud, or in writing. Whatever it takes, stop, be quiet, be still, and pray. In 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. Amen, amen. And this is my word for today, Friday. Have a blessed and enjoyable weekend. Remember, be safe. Protect yourselves. Wear your mask. Sanitize. Wash your hands. Social distancing. If you're going to have company, please limit that. And be aware that they don't bring the virus to your home. Amen. Amen. Use some common sense there. God is going to be with you this weekend. Have an enjoyable weekend. Love your family. Love others. And tell someone you love them. And help someone that's in need of help. I say these things because I believe in these things. In Jesus' name, I say and pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. And I'll see you Monday with another word of encouragement. I love you, Lord. You are my strength, my refuge. You give me joy, peace, and happiness. I love you. Amen. Monday, I'll see you with another word. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.